Yeah, I wouldn't characterize that the current fire commission has no idea what EMTs do. You have a former chief on there from San Francisco, yes. Frank Cardinelli, so I think he has an understanding.
He has an understanding.
You're right. EMTs do. And so I would not recommend that, you know, what we heard last time, that fire says they're going to just stand up their whole new EMS organization. That would not be something that I would support or recommend at this point. I think that, to me, you have folks who are here, you need, I mean, I would view more of it as a merger, you bring them on, but you have expectations, and that would maybe be a challenge for some, and the expectations are going to be that you're going to be a firefighter, EMT, or a firefighter paramedic, and there might be just separate EMTs and separate firefighters, but the paramedics should be firefighter paramedics, and not all of them are firefighter paramedics, and maybe not all of them want to be firefighter paramedics, I don't know, but the long term is that they're firefighter paramedics, and that they're going to be running 24/7, and the expectations are running out of the house, they're not running from home, and that is a big change, there's no question.
Yeah, that would be
hard. That's going to be a hard sell, and it might mean that
that's
where I'm at, but I don't know if that's where everybody else is at.
There's the union issue.
I understand.
Yeah.
How about you, George?
I'm not so black and white on the everybody has to be a firefighter if they're a paramedic. I mean, yeah, maybe. Maybe that's how it has to be. I don't know.
How about the other points?
I think, yeah, you want to recruit firefighter EMTs. Or you want to recruit guys that are going to do both. And you want to train as many of them as you can. I think you treat the pool of firefighters who are not EMTs as your next class of EMTs, to the extent that you can.
Yeah, see, I would argue that there are a lot of firefighters who have no interest in being EMTs, and they're EMTs,
and vice versa.
And vice versa.
Yeah.
So I think it's much easier. I think for your paid staff, these are your paid professionals that are responding, and if you're going to get the synergies, if you're going to get the value added, then if you're a paid member of the organization, then we are going to have firefighter EMTs who are paid, we're going to have firefighter paramedics who are paid, and that's our expectation, and we're going to run out of that. I mean, this is where my mind goes, and it's kind of what the model that Orcus has, and I'm not saying Orcus is doing it the best, but that is what we heard from the Orcus chief and how effective it can be. The medical program director touted that model and said it was a wonderful model, and he said all of the things that the benefits were, and so that to me is the ultimate goal where you want to be is, and then you're running out of the house. You're providing that 24/7 coverage. I understand there's going to be some issues with that, and I know there's challenges with that, but that's kind of where my mind goes is that is ultimately where the organization should be.
The challenge I see right now are paramedics who are not firefighters.
I understand. Yeah.
But there's a phase in time.
There's a couple of them that are not firefighters. Yeah, I don't know if they want to be firefighters.
This is not something that happens overnight.
They could have become firefighters.
Yeah, I don't know.
All of them have been firefighters in the past. They were all firefighters.
The paramedics.
Mm-hmm.
And on Orcus.
No. All the paramedics here were firefighters at one point in time.
Well, I didn't know Lisha was a firefighter.
Yeah, she was a firefighter.
And how about in-house? George, do you feel...
Oh, yeah, I think it makes absolute sense that they have to roll from the house.
How about Jack?
No, I agree with that.
Those are management issues.
Yeah, they are.
Yes.
And some of it is transitional.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because we get from that to where you've recruited a whole new batch.
But it's still the recommendations of the report that it goes in this direction.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's where you get improved service levels.
Right, right.
You don't get improved service levels if you don't roll from the house. I don't think. I mean, that just makes sense to me. So
not for my house. The driveway's kind of narrow.
Yes, that's true. The paramedics will say, I am rolling from the house. But, you know, I think that's one of the benefits we've been seeing all along is the idea that you have a firefighter paramedic or a firefighter EMT or both, you know, in the building.
Right.
With the rig,
right.
Ready to roll,
and they're doing other activities while they're there. They're doing they're restocking the vehicles. They're doing the station maintenance. I mean, that is what a traditional firefighter EMT and a firefighter paramedic do. You go to any larger house, and that's what they're doing. I mean, that's the other value you get out of it. And yes, when the bells go off, they roll. they drop everything else and go. But when they're back there, they're doing other things, or they're in class, or they're
there's a lot of training
that they can do.
Anyway, I'm on board with the idea that the staffing 24/7 at the station is an important piece of how we gain some improvement here, in this case, service level improvement. I think it can't possibly be more expensive than what we've been doing to pay people to roll from home. I don't see how it could be. Mm-hmm. So, and I think the Orcas model is working, at least as well as it's working here. So I would have to suggest that we should look at that as a long-term place to be. So I'm okay with that. And I don't see that happening if they're separate agencies. I don't see it getting there any other way but by merging and trying to consolidate all of the crews.
Do you have any concerns about that, Rick?
No.
No?
No, none at all. Not at all. It's what, you know, what we do best for the residents.
Yeah, it's an improvement is the idea. It's the way that we see things could be better.
Right. And I think it's a statistic measurement as well. My perception is that 50-60% of the calls happen within town. So it puts them in proximity. If they would ever measure and find that 80% of the calls happen out at Roche Harbor, then it's probably another rethink, but it's another measurement. But
that's a management question.
That just says
maybe we should have a station at Roche Harbor.
Right. I mean,
but the odds are pretty slim that the 80% of the calls are going to be closer to Weishan's house than to town or something.
And there's a fire station out there.
Right.
No, but my point is
there's an ambulance.
My point of that is that anything that we as the public should ask of the organization is validating why there would then invest or why they would make a decision to leave it this way versus this way.
Right.
And to have the data to measure it.
Yep.
Nope.
So good what stuff. Are we doing from here?
Yep.
Where do we go? Are we continuing to write things? Do we have stuff to say about what's already been posted in the folder?
I have a lot more reading to do myself.
There's a lot of stuff.
I've got to break into it. I
have not edited anything but the chapter on levies.
Yeah.
Oh, I did post another document, though, which was an analysis of whether or not annexation can be done without a vote. Because there are a couple of RCWs that are relevant here. And the MRSC opinion, I think you found, that said it's possible that you could do it without a vote, although it's A, never been done to my knowledge, and B, there's no AG opinion or legal precedent that's ever been tried in court, so we don't really know. But it's quite clear that if a city or town were to merge by annexing a fire district territory, they can do that by just putting out an ordinance, and the fire districts can pass a resolution saying, yep, that's now going to be covered by town. Or we are completely going to be covered by town. They can do the whole damn thing if they want. And they can do that with an ordinance and a resolution and just tell the county we did this.
And I think
that it's done.
The town's...
But I don't really even do the other way.
The town's desire is to move forward expeditiously.
Yes, so. which if they can do this, and I would again suggest that they get an AG opinion on it if they want to do this, it's possible that they can pass an ordinance saying we want to be annexed by the fire district, and the fire district can pass a resolution saying
we want you.
We want to annex the town, and they can call it an interlocal agreement, send it to the county for recording, and be done with it, and no votes required. Like I said, clearly in law, RCW 35 addresses what towns can do to annex. It's clear that they can do that. RCW 52 that applies to fire districts, it's not clear that you can go the other way. It doesn't say you can't. Mm-hmm. It just isn't as clear.
But we're not asking them to go the other way. We're asking them to go this way.
We're asking them to do it the way that is not clear.
Clear. Oh, we're asking them to do it the way it's
Yeah, we're asking them. See, town doesn't want to take its fire department and cover the fire district.
Oh, okay.
That's
okay.
Not what's happening.
I got you. Okay.
Which is clearly allowed by ordinance and a resolution.
Okay. Wait, am I in the wrong class?
Exactly. So if we could just redefine the problem here, Steve. Okay. We're going to move the fire district into town.
And then,
bingo. Yeah. Then by ordinance, they can take over the whole damn world. It's going to be great, Rick.
The MRCS basically has said in their opinion, which was sent out, that they believe that the town...
They believe it's possible to do it without a vote.
They believe it is possible without a vote. That the town passes an ordinance.
So then the question becomes, would the town want to do that without a vote?
But doesn't that have a potential of really upsetting
the voters?
It clearly could.
Yeah.
So they might choose not to and pass the whole thing over to an election in any event.
Yeah, if they wanted to go that route, they'd have to seek legal.
And the one thing that is true, even if the town decided that they were going to annex the rest of the world and be the only fire department, and the fire district was fine with that, and they did this thing, it's subject to a referendum. Mm-hmm. You can file a referendum in 45 days and say, I don't think so, and you know, you get enough vote. 10% of the voters sign the petition, and could pass that over to an election anyway.
Yeah.
So you're not necessarily out of the woods on that. In any event, it's probably a good idea to do the election.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like generally always the best.
Then you don't have that question.
Well, your legal exposure, you just have no surety.
Sure.
You know, you're always subject to challenge. So.
Yeah. But it sounds like the levy piece is pretty well...
It's at least well understood. The choice of what happens depends on the rest.
And it sounds like it could be well documented. It sounds like that piece.
It's getting pretty close.
George.
I've done all of that.
That chapter is close. Yeah, that chapter seems to be close.
I'm just beginning to look at some of the others. I haven't actually been through most of what is up there.
And you're writing the quiz for that too.
I will write the quiz. Yeah, there will be a test at the next meeting.
Have we come up with good guidance on the districting size?
With respect to the Outer Islands, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
No.
What we haven't done is decided if what we need to recommend is, along with some data, metrics that they need to collect, is they need to determine if the Outer Islands want to stay a part of whatever district it is that provides EMS service to them. And therefore continue to pay property tax for that.
And George,
we haven't decided if we want to make that. If we do, we can say first thing you do before annexing or moving or whatever is go and find out if the folks who are paying into the hospital district for EMS service want to continue to pay into the fire district for EMS service, because that will dictate a couple of things. One, you either have to annex them into the fire district too, or they have to do an EMS levy instead of just a lid lift on the fire levy, because they won't be in the fire district.
Or decide to potentially figure out some other way to provide that service.
Well, the whole contracting for service thing, which we've talked about, is really not possible because there's literally no agency you can contract with.
Right.
And individuals don't get the choice of coming up and saying, I'd like to buy in on your...
Although I heard the Sydney Fire Department wants to bid.
Yeah, well, they could open it up for bid. But...
So it sounds to me...
Well, it actually is DNR responsibility for fire. I don't know that there's anybody that has responsibility for EMS. But I did find out, I didn't realize that the reason Decatur was talking about doing a fire district is because they had a fire last 4th of July. I didn't realize they had a fire.
They're smarter about...
Decatur apparently had a fire. And the typical DNR response time, I mean, they did get a response from DNR, it was 3 hours. And that's about as good as you can get it to
normally, but right now the... Fire district is contracted with DNR to provide wildland service out on the Outer Islands.
On Decatur. Yeah, well, DNR won. They got there in 3 hours. I didn't see any evidence that.
Well, my guess is they didn't.
Anybody just showed up.
Yeah. There was no page.
Yeah.
They maybe didn't call.
Because I know the Outer Islands folks are very smart, because if they call into 911 and say there's a structure fire, they say, good luck.
It's burning the trees.
If they say it's into the trees and the wildland, we're going to page that one fire out. And we go out there and say, it is burning into the trees. And then we put out the structure as well.
Right.
Yeah.
So what they do is they call in the wildland fire.
Yes,
they do. Oh, by the way, it lit my house off. Or maybe it was vice versa. Who's to say?
Yeah.
So is that rolled in? What chapter is that rolled into on determining the district?
We have some of that in the levies thing because it's about districting for levies.
Okay, but we don't have.
We haven't made it.
We haven't got the piece that says you need to figure out first whether or not those. And like Dick said last time, I'll let you go and ask them.
Well, it's interesting though to the extent that we discuss this as a value proposition last week about not abandoning.
Right.
That was part of the, we don't want to reduce service by saying some of the islands, we're not going to cover you guys anymore.
So that's why that recommendation is probably important, because I think it gets to
Do we have to do anything beyond where we're at right now to...
Well, I think it would change what our recommendation would... I mean, I guess it doesn't have to, because... we could say that you shouldn't change the service level of the outer islands. I think fire has been clear up until when you called.
Well, certainly Brad was.
Brad was very clear, we're not going to provide fire service in the islands because we can't get there. We just can't do it. And so they didn't feel they could provide a value out there at the current level they're providing elsewhere. Now, Chief Collins said, well, we can relook at that. Now, so it may be a different...
So would our recommendation at least be just that? This document does not suggest any reduction in services, and because of that, you need to find a solution that would either, one, be a provision of services out there, or two, have an agreement by those individuals that they don't want service, or something like that.
Could.
Yeah. I think a determination needs to be made if they want to have service and are willing to pay for it, or they don't care.
Yeah. Because there's assumptions, and we don't really...
It's an assumption we would make, absent any data.
Okay. Right. So that would be...
And if you decide that, yes, they want service, then you have to go a different route than if you decide that, no, they don't care, they don't want to pay for service they're not getting anyway.
And what's really interesting, we talked about last time, the fire department is going to those islands now. They're transporting EMS out there now. They're going out there for DNR responses now. So the fire department is the one that operates the boat, and they're already providing the service out to those islands.
Right. Which is interesting, because I just had a conversation with Jason today about boat licensing as an EMS vehicle. And needless to say, their regulatory body that they're going through right now suggests that no, they don't want to write any more standards, and so none of the boats are in effect.
Yeah. And EMS. Generally what happens is you transport and then they fly off the islands, but the EMTs and paramedics are doing the interface, and then you have a helicopter duty there.
So, which would mean that there's no...
They aren't transporting patients.
Yeah, there's no reimbursement.
If it's a flight,
it's a rescue.
If it's helicopter transport from the incident scene, that's one thing.
But what's been interesting is that when the fireboat went on the reef and heard DMT, they were transporting it to Bellingham.
Yeah.
It was a transport.
That is a transport. Yes. Yeah. That has its own.
So that piece is added. So what other table of contents parts, the financial piece, what are the other segments that we still need to glean? Then
there was a chapter on interlocals, if you wanted to address that. There's the chapter on finance. There's a chapter that sort of lays out the current EMS and fire situation. If you're going to make changes, should understand what the situation is.
It's the baseline chapter.
The baseline chapter. And then there's the...
Baseline is what exists today.
What exists today.
Okay. Yep, state of affairs.
There's the top level chapter, which is your recommendations.
Yeah, it's the recommendations chapter that is going to be the hard one to deal with, because we have to come to agreement, then we have to put in the options.
And is that those value, or is that into its own?
I would say the values would be part of our recommendation. I mean, to me, your recommendation is based on those values.
It is. So, did the values go into its own chapter with the recommendations?
Well, they're right in front of you, but that's where they would go,
Well, this is just the value statement. Right. This isn't the values themselves.
Right.
It's just the value statement. So, but is that going into its own chapter, or is that just going to go into...
Could go either way. Actually, it probably should go into its own chapter, and that way you're not mixing...
Yeah,
two very different concepts.
Otherwise, the executive summary is just going to be
too wieldy.
Too big. Yeah. I mean, we'll have to boil that out.
Okay.
To
so I would do a chapter.
I think that's right.
A small chapter on the value and value statement.
And then the measurement of those values and the metrics. Okay.
All should be in one chapter. And then the recommendations can be driven by the options and what we've learned and, you know, what you choose and, you know, what we hear from the Outer Islands and da-da-da-da and all that stuff. It's going to affect the recommendation.
So at our next meeting then, because we're getting long in the tooth here, do we want to write up our recommendations? Do you think we should at least flesh out what our recommendation is going from the standpoint of the process that if our recommendation is consolidation, which I believe that we're, like you suggest, we're close to there, then this is the pathway, this is the time frame, and this is the, you know, kind of how you could potentially...
Well, I think that becomes... Yeah, there's a pathway, but there's going to be the... At this point, we decide that we need to provide service to the Outer Islands, in which case, it's a slight jog in the path because it doesn't go the same route if you can't... you can't have a fire district lid lift, but have to do a separate levy. So that dictates a few things that are different about what we would recommend, depending on what you... choose to do along the way.
Right, because if you lid lift...
You can't deal with the Outer Islands in a lid lift.
Yeah, because then you're committed to providing both fire and EMS.
Right. Right. So is that something George or the group feel that we should get that resolved?
We can't resolve it.
Yeah, we can't resolve it. I mean,
So can we give them two pathways?
Tell them that you need to decide this question, and when you do, then you'll know which of these two routes you're going to want to go.
Which is consolidation or non-consolidation?
You're either going to choose to annex the Outer Islands if you want to provide fire service there or not, and then if you don't and they still want service, you have to do a levy. EMS levy to pay for EMS service out there. Or if they don't care and don't want to pay and you're just going to drop the Outer Islands, then you can just lid lift.
I don't think you can do a fire district EMS levy, though, because the only way you could cover the Outer Islands with the EMS levy would be to expand the fire district boundaries to cover the Outer Islands.
No, you'd do an EMS district and you'd do an EMS levy like we have now that covers
the right, Outer but if you're doing that underneath the fire district...
Yeah.
You can't exceed the boundaries of the fire district.
They can do an EMS levy in different boundaries than the current fire levy, because they did before.
I thought we talked about that last time, and we agreed you couldn't do that. You couldn't have two levies with different boundaries under the same district.
Well, I think you can have an EMS levy in a fire district that doesn't have the same boundaries, but we'll check that.
That would make that problem much easier if that's the case.
Yeah.
But we did say that because there was this issue of tax equity within a district.
You can't have a fire levy that's different here than a different. You can't have a 50 cent levy here and a 60 cent levy there.
Based on
for
the fact, you can't.
But I can have a 50 cent levy for everybody in this area that's EMS, and I can have a 50 cent levy for fire in this little area that's not as big as that area.
Right.
And that's a separate levy. They can run both levies. I mean, the hospital district is running two levies now, so they clearly can run two levies.
Can run two levies, but they're the same. Have the same boundaries. In the hospital district.
That wasn't always the case with fire and EMS when they were one, because they ran a fire levy and they ran.
Yeah, we talked about that. And we weren't sure.
So
I don't think they were the same boundaries.
We need to get that resolved. Which, George, since you're the levy guy, would that mean then that we just wouldn't disband the EMS levy at that point?
No, you still have to start a new levy because
it's
fire can't take over. But we did talk about, you could keep the same EMS levy in the hospital district, but they would have to then funnel the money.
Contract
for EMS service from the fire district,
Be absorbed by another.
You can't move
government.
A levy from one agency.
So they
to
would
another.
Have. So
in, so you pass a new levy.
Yeah, and in theory, if it mimics exactly what the levy is today, then.
Yeah, you just do this. That's how they got it from there to here.
Okay.
It's the continuation levy that normally would have run in the fire district to keep EMS there. They just stopped doing, and hospital district ran a new levy The difference is that it takes a supermajority to pass a new levy, so you got to do a 60% instead of a 50% majority to win that one.
But that will be challenging this year and next.
Just because of the high turnout this year. High turnout, yeah.
Right.
So,
well, I'm not sure. Are there qualification requirements, or is it just 60% majority?
It's a validation requirement.
You don't have to qualify, so you don't think
it's a super majority, but it okay. is. You do have to have 60% of the last okay. turnout. Speaking of turnout, not vote. Mm-hmm. Separate things.
Right.
It's confusing, but.
Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, that's the jurisdictional issues with regard to the Outer Islands. Once you really get into it, it feels like the most complicated levy issue right now. Because.
It's the three. It's that provide fire out there.
Yeah, they either have to expand to include those islands for fire, or if they refuse to do that, which they may, then they have to decide, okay, we're not going to provide fire. Are we going to provide EMS out there?
Right.
And that's, you know, your point was they should say, we don't care, and we won't pay, and we don't have to provide it. Or if they say, yeah, we still want it, then in order to avoid the value of not reducing service, we have to find a way to provide the service. Okay. EMS services on those islands, which means they can't just do a fire levy.
Right now, people are paying for EMS out there, and Orcas is responding to them. No.
Oh, really?
Yes.
My sense is they're not going to miss us if we go away, but that's because they're not getting much service.
Yeah, I think Orcas responded to a case or two because
they've responded to two that I know of.
Yeah, just because I think they were more readily moving than the unit here. By so vote.
There is one option that shutting down the EMS levy opens, and that would be a county EMS levy to cover Marine and Outer Island response. Because the problem is, if you've got a levy on this island for 50 cents, and the county has an EMS levy for, say, 10 cents, the statutory maximum in any one area is 50 cents, and the county gets precedence, so you would only be able to take 40 cents on this island. So you'd have a 40 cent levy for Samhain Island, a 10 cent county levy. The county can do that.
Are you sure that we can have two EMS levies?
Yeah, I was going to
ask. Absolutely. And I sent that out in an email from RSC. Okay. There are special rules regarding county EMS
levies. Oh, a county EMS levy. You're right. I was thinking of a fire district EMS levy. You're right.
A
junior taxing district can't run a levy, which another junior taxing
district. That's right. Yeah, okay.
So if you shut down the EMS levy here and you're lid lifting fire, then that leaves a lot of room for a county EMS levy if the county wanted to. And the county could solve this problem if they wish.
And then they should contract with the fire districts.
And then they could contract with all different districts to provide
to cover certain islands. Yeah, I don't know that the county's going to want to buy that. But we can put that out there. They'll probably duck on that one.
See, the question isn't whether or not they will do it. The question is, it could be done if the Outer Islands and the county desired it. See, it's not necessarily our obligation to resolve this problem as much as it is to make sure that there are viable options if service is desired. And there are viable options. We don't necessarily have to make sure that that problem is solved ourselves, just that there are options if they want to solve it.
Well, I think, Nathan, what I heard from members of this committee is there was concern about a reduction, whether it's perceived or real,
and that's
service levels. And
so, right now, we are providing, we being EMS is providing, and as we as the CAG, my concern is that if there's options and the Outer Islands make that choice, then it all obligates us. But right now, we are obligated because we are collecting.
Yeah, it was a point of not arbitrarily making that decision and dropping somebody from service. But I think what Nathan's suggesting...
I don't think that's what I'm talking about.
No, I think what you're suggesting, Nathan, if I'm hearing you right, is you're suggesting that we do meet that obligation if we're able to say, you know, here are a couple of ways to resolve this issue. So, somebody resolve it.
It would work, yeah.
So it's not an abandonment because we can't say that.
It is an abandonment because you're saying, well, there are options to solve it.
So we can make it
somebody else's problem.
By just moving forward.
We're just going to ignore them and they're going to have to find somebody else, say the county or a different fire district or somebody else to cover them.
What you've offered is another option, but we can either say don't merge, which then doesn't force them into that option, or if we say merge, it forces them into that option.
Yeah,
that's true.
That is true.
So
Henry, Pearl, and Stewart, are those the five islands that we're talking about?
Jones.
Because those are all the islands in the hospital district, presumably. Those are the islands that are in the EMS levy district as well.
Yeah, it's actually a longer list. We have it on the website with a bunch of smaller islands.
I think there's more than that.
I think it's fair to ask, though, who's best equipped to handle that problem. And in a situation like this, where Orcas is responding, or Navy's responding, where Coast Guard responding, depending on the situation, it's fair to ask, how do we collectively deal with this problem?
But it wasn't Orcas in the past. Orcas may be responding now. It was San Juan.
Well, we did have a fireboat down for several weeks.
But what I'm saying is that San Juan is responding to those calls. And so it might be different now, but I mean, the EMTs went over to Decatur, and that's when the EMT got hurt. It was a patient on Decatur that they were taking to Bellingham, and obviously Orcas is closer to Decatur than we are, and
Lopez is closer.
Lopez,
anybody's closer.
Yeah, so the organization here has responded on numerous occasions to the outer islands for EMS calls.
Are they contracted to provide service to Decatur in any way?
Lopez?
Anybody.
No.
So
DNR.
So San Juan just goes on the goodness of its...
Yeah.
Yes.
So how would that be different than if we, every few years, get a call to go to John's Island?
Just don't
bother to include them in the...
Right.
They'll get the same service they're getting now. Every couple of years, they need them.
That was Mark's point, but I think that there's still an obligation, because we're collecting money, to meet some kind of...
Well, we don't need the same service levels there that we would.
Not even close.
If it's 5 minutes here and it's 5 hours there, not the same.
What I'm uncomfortable with is the keg forces the issue. And that's where I have met my comfort level.
Okay.
Whether it's poor service or no service, we're still going to force the issue. If somebody else takes that issue on, or the Outer Islands choose to say, we'll walk away, then it negates our responsibility. And we've always said that in our value statement, we're not here to reduce anybody's that's getting service now, anybody's service, even if it's poor service.
Well, we should try to find a way to contribute to solving the problem, though.
I absolutely agree.
It's raised the issue, you have to admit.
I've talked to a number of people about, including the sheriff, about just that.
Right.
For the whole county, I absolutely think that your idea is not a bad idea.
A countywide
system, but that really steps beyond the CAG. All I'm saying is I don't want to force the issue as the CAG, because I look at it as we're reducing services, which is one of our value statements not to do.
No, clearly you shouldn't force the issue. On the other hand, it's a huge dodge to just say, this is a really sticky issue, good luck.
We don't want to go quite that route.
No.
I think we have to say that either they want it, in which case we have to...
In which case you do
the business. We have to figure it out.
In order to provide it and collect levy money from them for doing it. Or they don't want it, and if they tell you that, then we can just reduce the size of the district.
And that's the way it's written right now, is that there's four or five different options for that particular issue.
That is what it has to be.
And you can look it up and read, if you do this, then that, and if you do this... Then
and are we recommending to dissolve the EMS levy?
Yes, if we recommend that fire takes this on,
we have to
say the EMS levy, as currently constituted in the hospital district, will be they will just choose to collect zero for the remainder Okay.
And that they'll incorporate the EMS levy, unlike what some of the other state districts have done, is hold two levies. We're suggesting that they go to one levy.
Well, depends on the Outer Island question.
Yeah, granted, but I mean, take the Outer Island. We are suggesting, because they have so much height in their levy capabilities, there's no value in holding on to two.
Well, there is a potential value, and that's why some jurisdictions maintain the two, is to rerun it every few years and at a higher rate so you can capture more money.
But what is our recommendation?
We haven't came that far. I mean, I think what I've heard from people are suggesting is doing a levy.
We haven't proposed, actually, an EMS levy except under certain specific conditions. We were proposing a lid lift for the fire district because it's cleaner, neater, permanent, not subject to referendum, and a few other nice things that EMS levies are not, because EMS levies are 6 years, 10 years, or permanent, subject to referendum, which is not good. Okay. As good as a permanent, you know, and doing a lid lift, you know, is easy to do, relatively speaking, if it's the same number, you know.
It's certainly less confusing to the people who have to pay the taxes.
And they'd have an option in the future if they needed to do a EMS levy if that was their choice.
Right.
Okay. For some reason. Okay. You know, the hospital district could continue to do
an EMS
the outer levy. The Outer Islands.
Well, the hospital district can absolutely, I mean, that's always been the simplest option, right? It's just to have the hospital district pay a subsidy to fire, maintain the current EMS levy. That's always been an option.
So maybe the better option, if the Outer Islands say, oh yeah, we want to keep paying for EMS service and keep getting it, is to keep the levy, rather than have the fire district run into levy, just keep doing continuation levies in the hospital district to provide EMS and contract for EMS service with the fire district. Because then they can provide the service to the folks who are paying.
To maintain not just the Outer Islands, the whole
levy. Well, since the hospital district includes them now, they have them in the current levy.
Right.
Continuing that levy, which includes those Outer Islands, would give them the money that the fire district can't raise from those islands because they're not in the fire district.
Right. So yes to your question.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, so just maintain the total EMS levy and
maintain the current home for the current EMS levy with its current district. Then funnel the money to the fire district to provide the service, and that takes one interlocal agreement.
It's always been the simplest option. Of course, it has big downsides, certainly for fire, certainly for us.
Well, there's administrative costs.
Oh, but there's an upside for the hospital district. They don't call a loan.
Yeah, there is that.
Yeah.
But we can... I don't forget.
Which just the interest rate alone may...
I don't know what the term is on that. Yeah, I mean, I think there's a balloon coming up anyway. I'm not sure it's going to buy that much time. But
we can, if we had to, pay that off just with EMS reserves. We have enough. So it's not
you're just going to liquidate EMS?
Just...
Great. Forcing the issue.
No, we have it.
It's a big number, as I understand it.
No, I'm just saying, I don't think it's a big panic issue. It's something that can
And I realize that a few years from now, you're going to have to do it anyway, but...
The downside for fire, though, of that is that, you know, they have to, for one thing, deal with another agency pretty much continuously.
For if they need to make any
adjustments.
Well,
they're dealing with town right now.
Yeah.
Instead of having an interlocal with town, they'll have an interlocal with hospital. That's a big deal.
So it sounds like district, it sounds like levy, it sounds like what I'm trying to do is get it to our general decisions.
Well, yes. I mean, these are mechanics of how to get the decision that I think we've decided tonight, once again, has enough value to it that it's worth pursuing, which is merge EMS into fire. Now, who do we, this island or that island, you know, do they fall into that? Yet one way or the other, we'll handle it through the mechanics.
Yeah.
Right. We'll make it work.
Yeah. I mean, basically,
I'm trying
big move.
I'm trying to understand the mechanics.
Yeah, okay, and I can help.
So